Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim, Klal Nun Zion, Simon He. And the Chayodim adds a new scenario at the end of his discussion. What about the following case? In Berev HaPomim, Pri Eitz Chavivloi. So the Adama is Chaviv right now, but in general, the Pri Eitz is Chaviv. So what should you do? Right now, he's more interested in eating the Pri Adama. So, according to the Rosh, you can do whatever you want. According to the Bahag, you should be makdim Pri Ha'etz. According to the Rambam, you should be makdim the one which is chavir right now, which is the Pri Adama. So, Yerushal Tov, Shiyakdim Levorach al Pri Ha'etz. In that situation, the Chayadim says, a person should make the bracha on the Pri Ha'etz. Now he says, "Why? What's my thought process? Why do I say so?" So he says in the parentheses, without reading it inside, so according to the Bahag, Pri Eitz gets Kadima. So even though the Chayadim doesn't pass like the Bahag, he does take the Bahag into consideration. What are you going to argue? But even though in a scenario where you're passing like the Bahag, but that doesn't override the halachic mile of Chaviv, according to the Rambam, the Hadama is Chaviv. According to the Rosh, the Hadama is not Chaviv. See, even if you would argue that Chaviv applies in the situation, this is not really Chaviv. Because we hold Mikra Din that the Din of Chaviv is totally in what you normally prefer. So, over here, to Imakdim the Hadama, which is the one which is Chaviv, you'd have to ignore the Bahag and the Rosh. So, according to the Rosh, he holds in general there's no Mila one over the other. He says, but even if you're going to argue that there's a Mila, it should be, and it's totally a Chaviv, this is not Chaviv, because according to Rosh, Chaviv means what's normally Chaviv, not what is Chaviv right now. Therefore, the Chayadim says in that situation, where one of them is Chaviv, and the Chaviv right now, but the other one has the Mila Pri-Ha'etz, he would say, you suggest in that situation, you should join the Bahag, to the opinion of the Rosh, and you should be mocked them the Pri Ha'etz. Okay, now the Mishnah Berurah himself discusses a few scenarios similar to this. So Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Aleph and the Bir Halacha on Sif Aleph at the end of the Dibur Maskil Yesh Omrim. That in a case where the other way around, where the tznar and the radish is more, normally more chaviv, and right now the zayis is chaviv to him. So in that situation, the Mishnah Berurah says you should be makdim the zayis. Okay, so. Why would you match on the Zayas? He says, even though we are going with the opinion of the Chayotim that Shiva Siminim plays no role over here, there is an opinion that Shiva Siminim does play a role. So according to them, Shiva Siminim would get Kadima. Number one. Number two, in this situation, the Rambam is supporting making a bracha on the Zayas because the Zayas is what's chaviv to him right now. See, when we pass on like the Rosh, we have the opinion of the Bahag that Ha'etz goes first. We have the Rambam, this is called Chaviv. We have the opinion of the Poskim that say that Shiva Siminim gets Kadima. And according to the Rosh says when Zemir Chazem Shabbos, you can do whatever you want. So even though the Rosh normally says that what's Chaviv in general gets Kadima, and for you the radish is more Chaviv normally, but according to the Rosh himself, personally, it's irrelevant. So in that scenario, we have a situation that the Mishnah Berurah would add together the combination of all these different opinions. Now, what about a scenario where you don't have Shiva Siminim? You have a Pri Eitz and Pri Adama. The Pri Adama is the one which is normally Chaviv to you. The Pri Eitz is Chaviv right now. So what should you do? So according to the Rosh, there's no Kadima. According to the Bahag, you should make a Pri Eitz. According to the Rambam, what's chaviv right now gets kedima. So he argues in that situation that we would star up the opinion of the Rambam to the Bahag and be marked in the Priya Eitz, even though the Priya Dhamma is normally Chaviv to you. So that's a few scenarios where the Mishnah Berurah adds to this concept. So practically, the Maisa, we do not give Kedima to Priya Eitz over Priya Dhamma just by itself. Which you marked in Chaviv is more important, but if you can argue the form of Chaviv, even the opinion of the Rambam, which we do not, normally do not pass him like, we can be mitzarev to the opinion of the Bahag, we will do so, since the Rosh himself holds by in Pirchus Erev Shabbos, there's no Kedima at all. Have a good day.